This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Those of you who love brand name shopping, handbags, shoes, watches, jewelry as well, menswear too, by the way, and I am talking high-end brand name here, you've likely heard of The RealReal. For the rest of us, the non-shoppers, if you will, The RealReal is a consignment website, a place for people to unload their unwanted luxury goods, some used, some new, even with tags on them, so that others might buy. It's secondhand shop, really. It's pricey, but not as pricey as it would be if you bought brand new. Anyway, the company's only 7 years old. It's booming, though. There are a couple of brick-and-mortar locations, L.A. and New York. Julie Wainwright founded The RealReal in 2011. She is the CEO and also this week's corner office interview, for which I took a trip to one of the company's e-commerce centers out in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Hello. I'm Julie.
Hey, Julie. Kai Rizdahl. Nice to see you. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Are we right in it?
This is it. That's the whole thing. We are right in it. That's the way radio works, man. We just stick a microphone in your face and we start talking. That's the way it goes.
So you're going to take a tour.
I think what I want you to do is show me around.
All right. So we're going to start. We're going to actually, I want you to close your eyes as we walk through a long hall because we want to start at the beginning.
Really?
Wow.
So are you going to like hold my hand and guide me? I mean, am I actually closing my eyes?
You won't be able to. It's so narrow, you're going to be bouncing off the walls. It's good.
Perfect.
The thing I want you to think about.
Yeah.
When you go through this, everything you see will be gone in 90 days, all right? Everything.
Wow.
That's how fast
so
we
you're turning over your inventory.
We are turning over everything.
Wow.
Always got to keep a clean.
Huge.
We just signed a lease for 3 times this size because, as you're going to see, we're in trouble.
So, I'm sorry, you're in trouble? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we have so much product and we're growing so quickly that this warehouse is going to be just sort of a hub and spoke.
So we should just say, let me set the scene here, right? There are racks going by full of clothes. There are little plastic containers full of what, like buttons and accessories and belts and handbags. And I guess those are all individual orders, right?
Is that what those are? This is coming in. This is what we get in every day.
All right. Got it.
All right. Okay. So we're going to stop here.
Is this
here.
The start now? What are we doing?
Now, so this is receiving.
Okay.
All right, so you want to walk them through what you're doing?
Yeah. How are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm Kai.
Christine.
Nice to see you, Christine. Tell me what you are doing.
Yes, so what I'm doing right now is receiving an item in this consignment.
What is that?
So this is a pair of Miu Miu sunglasses.
So somebody had this in their closet, wasn't wearing it, and said, I'm going to sell this on consignment at The RealReal, right? Is that the way this works?
Yes, that's correct.
And they went online, they established an account, right, and sent it to you?
Gone to their house.
Oh, wow.
So we have 250 people across the U.S. that will literally walk, come in, they'll consult with you.
Yeah.
They'll pick up everything. See that white bag?
Yeah.
They'll literally pack it all up, schlep the bag out, and take care of it.
Okay. All right. So you get this here now, and what do you do with it?
So what I'm doing right now is just checking the condition, making sure that it's in good condition, that it's something that we want to take, and then I'm going to receive it right now.
Like literally just like click the button that says, okay, we got this.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you do that? Let me get out of the way so you can actually go to work. And then what happens? And then it's up to be bought, right?
No. But then it goes to authentication.
Okay. Is that where we're going next?
Yes.
All right, that's where we're going next. We got to go. Bye.
All right. There are a lot of fakes in the world.
Yes, there are.
And we don't sell fakes. So we have to authenticate items as they come in. And what you're going to see is a authentication in process right now for a Birkin.
Aren't these like those $1 zillion bags?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
Right? Hi, I'm Kai.
Giselle.
Nice to see you, Giselle. How are you?
Good, thank you.
If that's real, it will sell for about $10,000 to $12,000. Oh, yeah. And you should know, it appreciates. So next year, it may be worth more.
Walk me through what you're doing here. So you are how qualified to decide that this is a real bag?
I'm very qualified.
Okay. How?
I've worked in resale for about 5 years in the luxury market. And so with that comes a lot of training and experience working with multitude of brands.
So how long does it take you to authenticate this bag?
Because you
got to hustle the inventory out the door, right Julie?
Absolutely.
And you can't waste a whole lot of time on authentication.
I'd say, you know, on average to do a Birkin, probably about 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, that's not
too bad.
So is this real, do you think?
Yes, it is.
All right. Why did this business start? What was the need that you saw?
Personally, I was looking at opportunities in the e-commerce space that Amazon couldn't replicate. That's what I originally had in my head. I wanted to start a company.
And we should say here, you've had experience, right? There was Pets.com and
right.
Real.com. And you've been around e-commerce for a long time.
For a long time. And I've watched the rise of Amazon. Yeah. So I was looking for an area where they couldn't replicate a business. I had no ideas.
Why can't they do this? What happens if Jeff Bezos wakes up tomorrow and says, you know that Julie Wainwright, she's got a good business going, and I'm going to destroy it?
Well, that's always the way he thinks about everything, right?
Yeah.
But here's what's different here. Every single thing you see here is from an individual. They're not set up for single SKU. So what you've seen...
Single SKU.
Yeah,
SKU, right?
Well, what I mean by that is if you buy something on Amazon, there's probably 10 more right behind it that can be sold.
Those little barcodes, the SKUs.
Right. Yeah. Everything here is unique. We can only sell one.
How, though, do you control inventory? How do you know that you're going to need, in 3 months' time, 10 more of those $10,000 Birkin bags,
right?
How do you do that?
We don't worry about it. What we do is we generate a lot of interest in the business. 50% of our consigners have never consigned before. $60 billion go into the U.S. every year in personal luxury products.
Wow.
So we consume a lot, and then you start aggregating what happens to those goods. Mostly they're in people's closets.
There are some questions to be asked about you, literally you in this business, and being a not young, not male founder, right?
Whoa.
Well, no. Let's be honest.
Because it's
different, right? It's different for you going out to try to get that VC money,
right?
To try to make the pitch. Right? And I'm sorry if I offend.
But
must have been a different experience for you is what I'm saying.
Well, look, any woman going out raising capital is hard. And there's multiple stages. And I would say at the beginning, it's always hard for everyone. All right. Then you compound the fact that I was an older female. So most of the people I'm meeting with, I could be their mother, you know, which is a little awkward. But I'll tell you what made the difference for me. When I got in front of a female venture capitalist, an early stage female venture capitalist.
Which is tough to do because there aren't many early stage female venture capitalists.
It's like maybe, I don't know how many, maybe 10, you know, in the U.S. And once I explained what I was doing, they got it immediately. And the men would sit there and they'd go, really?
Yeah.
Really? In fact, I had a guy say, really? Women buy a lot of shoes? And I even had data. I mean, I have all this data. There's so much data. And they go, I don't believe the data. I'm like, how can you not believe the data?
And here you are with what I understand is close to $1 billion a year in sales. Getting there?
We should be over $1 billion next year if we do our job right.
Okay, so what are the headwinds then, right?
Right.
I mean, because nobody needs the stuff you're selling, right? It's luxury items. It's disposable income. So what are you worried about big picture?
So, look, this is a business born out of the recession. The truth is, during a recession, my bet is we'll get more goods because people want liquidity. You get more goods and you have a big market and people aren't going to stop buying Gucci. They're just not. They may switch their buying from primary to secondary, but they're not going to stop buying it. And this is something that when we first walk into a consigner who's never consigned, 50% of the people, as I said before, have never consigned.
Right.
And they get their first check, they're blown away. They had no idea that that money was trapped.
We've got another chunk of my interview with Julie Wainwright, including me going looking for where those Miu Miu sunglasses from receiving wound up. It's a tale to be told, and it's on our Corner Office podcast.